Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1205. When I went to confession, I did not even know how to confess. However, the priest, probably Father Kazimir Ratkevich, recognized the condition of my soul at once and said to me, "Despite everything, you are on the way to salvation. You are on the right path, but God may leave your soul in this darkness and obscurity until death, and the former light may never return. But in all things, abandon yourself to the will of God." Today, I started a novena to Our Lady of the Assumption for three intentions. First, that I may see the Reverend Dr. Sopochko. Second, that God would hasten this work. And third, for the intention of my country. August 10th. Today, I am returning to Krakow in the company of one of the sisters. My soul is shrouded in suffering. I am continually uniting myself to him by an act of the will. He is my power and strength. May you be blessed, O God, for everything you send me. Nothing under the sun happens without your will. I cannot penetrate your secrets with regard to myself, but I press my lips to the chalice you offer me. Jesus, I trust in you. Novena to the Divine Mercy, which Jesus instructed me to write down and make before the Feast of Mercy. It begins on Good Friday. I desire that during these 9 days you bring souls to the fountain of my mercy, that they may draw therefrom strength and refreshment, and whatever grace they need in the hardships of life, and especially at the hour of death. On each day you will bring to my heart a different group of souls, and you will immerse them in this ocean of my mercy, and I will bring all these souls into the house of my Father. You will do this in this life and in the next. I will deny nothing to any soul whom you will bring to the fount of my mercy. On each day you will beg my Father on the strength of my bitter passion for graces for these souls. I answered, "Jesus, I do not know how to make this novena or which souls to bring first into your most compassionate heart." Jesus replied that he would tell me which souls to bring each day into his heart. First day. Today, bring to me all mankind, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. In this way, you will console me in the bitter grief into which the loss of souls plunges me. Most merciful Jesus, whose very nature it is to have compassion on us and to forgive us, do not look upon our sins, but upon our trust, which we place in your infinite goodness. Receive us all into the abode of your most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from it. We beg this of you by your love, which unites you to the Father and the Holy Spirit. O omnipotence of divine mercy, salvation of sinful people, you are a sea of mercy and compassion. You aid those who entreat you with humility. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon all mankind, and especially upon poor sinners, all enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, show us your mercy, that we may praise the omnipotence of your mercy forever and ever. Amen. On the monthly retreat day, St. Faustina went to confession. It wasn't to her regular confessor or spiritual director, so she didn't know how much to open her heart. She was also enduring a period of spiritual darkness and suffering. But the priest was very wise, and he recognized what God was doing in her soul. So he advised her to abandon herself to the will of God in all things. She began a novena asking God to allow her to see Father Sopochko and to let the work of divine mercy and the new mission go forward and also she prayed for Poland, her country. On August 10th, she returned to Krakow less than 2 weeks after she had been transferred. Jesus had said that she would remain in Krakow. So in the prayer that follows her return, it seems like Faustina is thanking Jesus for the grace of returning to Krakow. She'll probably now be able to meet with Father Andrasz there. And then in this part of the diary is the novena to the Divine Mercy, which Jesus asked Faustina to pray and recite. He wanted it to be recited between Good Friday and Mercy Sunday. Now, it was first published in a pamphlet in 1937 while Faustina was still alive. It was called Christ, King of Mercy, and there were some slight changes from the diary version. And there was a colored picture of the Mercy image on the cover. The other sisters in the congregation in all the different houses recited the prayers in the booklet. There was the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, the Litany of Mercy, and the Novena. They prayed it privately. It wasn't publicly prayed before people, just the sisters together. And the sisters weren't told where the prayers had come from during the life of St. Faustina. On the first day of the Novena, Jesus asked that all mankind be brought before him. He wants to save us all, especially sinners. He doesn't want to lose any soul. Each group of souls brought before our Lord each day will be immersed in the ocean of mercy which flows from Jesus' heart. And Jesus promises to help us with refreshment, with the graces that we need during the difficult moments of our lives, and he'll especially help us at the moment of our death.